AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on Ragasa, one of the strongest typhoons in years.
Super Typhoon Ragasa left a trail of destruction in Taiwan and the Philippines and is battering parts of Hong Kong and China. In Taiwan, firefighters form a human chain to assist residents crossing a flooded street. In Hualien, a local resident from his car says, "The flood came rushing from the direction of the Matian Bridge like a tsunami. Luckily, I evacuated early. If I had been 20 minutes later, I wouldn't have made it back." While in Macau's Calzada de Botelho district, local residents affected by the rising water level trudge through the water. China's National Weather Agency forecast the severe typhoon would make landfall on Wednesday evening. Nearly 1.9 million people have already been relocated from Guangdong province, the southern Chinese economic powerhouse. I'm Charles Deledesma.
At a UN meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, President Trump told reporters he could not support statehood for Palestine under current conditions.
The nation of Palestine is a gift to Hamas.
Well, I think it honors Hamas, and you can't do that because of October 7th. You just can't do that. But we want our hostages back, and we don't want them back in, you know, ones and twos and take the next 2 years to do it.
President Donald Trump announced earlier this week that his administration is strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy. In an AP interview with Danny Bauman, a cast member of Netflix's Love on the Spectrum, and an outspoken autistic entrepreneur, she spoke about whether her mother used Tylenol.
"My mom never took Tylenol while she was pregnant with me or my sister. My dad has autism. My sister has autism. I have autism. It really has to do with the genetic linkage."
This is AP News. There's a new poll asking Americans what they think about legal immigration.
About 60% of Americans think immigrants who come to the U.S. by legal methods are a major benefit to the economy. 51% think they help American companies that need skilled workers. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Those percentages have grown from a similar poll last March, conducted before the Trump administration imposed new restrictions on legal pathways into the country. It's not just the economy. 46% of respondents say a major benefit of legal immigrants is that they enrich American culture and values. That's up from 38% in the previous poll. Less favorable opinions about illegal immigration remain largely unchanged. Americans were divided on the future, with 1 in 4 saying the number of legal immigrants should be reduced. One standout in the poll, Republicans are now notably less likely to say legal immigration should be reduced than they were earlier this year. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.